Raising a Seed Round 101 by Lenny Rachitsky, Terrence Rohan, and Jack Altman. Yep, man. Raising a Seed Round 101. Introduction. Welcome to Raising a Seed Round 101, a comprehensive guide to navigating the complex and often daunting process of securing seed funding for your startup. I'm Lenny Rachitsky, and I'm joined by Terrence Rohan and Jack Altman, seasoned experts in the startup ecosystem. Our goal is to demystify the seed round process, providing you with practical advice and real-world examples to help you succeed. To register, understanding the seed round. A seed round is the first official round of funding for a startup, typically raised to validate the business idea, build a minimum viable product, and gather initial traction. It's a critical phase that sets the stage for future growth. When considering a seed round, it's essential to understand that it's not just about the money. It's about finding the right partners who can provide valuable guidance and support. As Terrence Rohan often says, the world is often unkind to new talent, new creations, the new needs friends. The Myrti Tinerum, preparing for the seed round. Before diving into fundraising, you need to prepare your startup. Here are a few key steps. Build a strong founding team. A solid founding team is crucial. Investors look for teams that are passionate, dedicated, and have the necessary skills to execute the business plan. For example, when Terrence invested in Figma, he was impressed by the founder's vision and technical expertise, which were key factors in his decision to invest. Develop a clear value proposition. Your value proposition should clearly articulate what problem you're solving and how your solution is unique. This will be the core of your pitch. Jack Altman emphasizes the importance of a compelling narrative. Your pitch should tell a story that resonates with investors. Frontiers, create a robust business plan. A well-thought-out business plan outlines your strategy, market analysis, financial projections, and milestones. This document will serve as a roadmap for your startup and help investors understand your vision. Build a prototype or minimum viable product, MVP. Having a prototype or MVP demonstrates that you've taken concrete steps towards validating your idea. This can significantly boost your credibility with potential investors. Identifying potential investors. Not all investors are created equal. Here's how to identify the right ones for your startup. Venture capitalists, VCs, are professional investors who manage funds on behalf of limited partners. They often have sector-specific expertise and a network that can be invaluable. Terrence Rohan, for instance, has been a board member and advisor to over 75 companies, including Robinhood and Notion. Angel investors. Angel investors are high net worth individuals who invest their personal funds. They can provide valuable mentorship and often have a more flexible investment approach. Jack Altman notes that angel investors can be particularly helpful in the early stages due to their willingness to take risks. Incubators and accelerators. These programs offer resources, mentorship, and sometimes funding in exchange for equity. They can be a great way to get your startup off the ground and gain exposure to potential investors. Crafting your pitch. Your pitch is your chance to tell your story and convince investors to back your startup. Here are some tips. Keep it simple and clear. Avoid jargon and focus on the core of your business. Your pitch should be easy to understand, even for those outside your industry. Highlight your unique selling proposition, USP. Clearly explain what sets your product or service apart from the competition. For example, when pitching Patreon, the founders emphasized how their platform was designed specifically for creators, addressing a gap in the market. Show traction and milestones. Demonstrate any progress you've made, whether it's user acquisition, revenue growth, or key partnerships. This shows that your idea is gaining traction. Be prepared to answer questions. Investors will have questions, so be ready to address them. Common questions include your market size, competitive landscape, and financial projections. Turbrent is negotiating terms and valuation. Once you've secured interest from investors, it's time to negotiate the terms of the investment. Chunwaiber, understanding valuation. Valuation is a critical aspect of any funding round. It determines the ownership stake investors will have in your company. Terence Rohan advises, don't get too hung up on valuation. Focus on finding the right partners who can help you grow. Durfori, equity and ownership. Be clear about how much equity you're willing to give up. Remember, equity is a permanent decision, so it's crucial to get it right. Other terms and conditions. Pay attention to other terms such as vesting periods, board composition, and any potential exit clauses. These can significantly impact your startup's future. Closing the deal and post-funding. After securing your seed round, the real work begins. Artatur. Use funds. Wisely allocate your funds strategically, focusing on key areas such as product development, marketing, and hiring. Jack Altman suggests raise less, build more, be frugal, and focus on execution. Durnartsurin. Maintain investor relations. Keep your investors informed about your progress. Regular updates can help build trust and ensure continued support. Murner. Continue to build and iterate. Your seed round is just the beginning. Continue to build your product, gather feedback, and iterate based on what you learn. This is a continuous process that will help you grow and scale. Chakratur Yiram. Conclusion. Raising a seed round is a challenging but rewarding experience. By preparing thoroughly, identifying the right investors, crafting a compelling pitch, negotiating fair terms, and using your funds wisely, you can set your startup on the path to success. Remember, as Oscar Wilde once said, an idea that is not dangerous is hardly an idea at all. Be bold, be innovative, and always keep your vision in sight. This summary is structured to maintain the narrative of the authors and is designed to be easy to listen to, with clear sections and a flowing narrative. It includes key arguments, examples, and quotes from the book to provide a comprehensive overview of raising a seed round.